Blog Talk Radio.
The Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. And tonight is Friday, and I know you're going to enjoy that. It is the 28th, which is the last day of the month. And that was my producer. It has to be. If I was on live, if I had turned the live mics on, I said, yes, I've turned them on. I'm on the air. He was crying last week so much, I think he just lost his mind. We were playing so much good music, it just made him cry. Like a little girl. I don't know why, but people are always crying. They say, Don, I love your show, but I'm crying. I guess that's a good thing. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a special artist that we're going to feature, Mesa. And I really like a lot of her tracks. And we're going to go all the way left and right tonight. We're going to do something from the motion picture industry that everybody seems to know that I love. And, of course, we're going to do Mesa. And she's going to start one of her songs off with an aria. Now, some people call it an aria. Some people call it an aria. Depends on if you're in Italy or France or the United States. Arias are very important. Matter of fact, they're classical. They're considered very classical music parts when a singer sings an aria. So I guess that's pretty good. But you're enjoying tonight, the Don S. McClure Show. And if you'd like to email me, you can at McClureDonS@yahoo.com, or you could reach me on my business email at DonSMcClure@dsmpublications.net, and that's where you can find a lot of my books, especially my new book, Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. That's a great new book, and the book before that was To Have a Friend, one of the best and leading crime thrillers ever written. They say I'm really pretty good, and I think so too, but I enjoy that part. So if you'd like to call me, you can reach me at 347-633-9376. That's my calling number, but always wait till the music breaks, and then that way I can talk to you. Because a lot of times people are called and they're sitting in the queues, and I can't get to them because, of course, I'm playing my music. So that's a good thing. Tonight we have reached over 11,400 listeners across the USA. Our goal before the end of the year is to be at least 25,000 listeners. And actually, I think we're going to do better than that. I'd like to send a new shout-out to Linda in Norman, Oklahoma. Now, not that I know where Norman is. Hey, is that kind of like Norman Bates? No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, there's a city called Norman, Oklahoma, and I'm sending a shout-out to Linda. She's a new listener. I'm sending a shout-out to Renee in Chicago, and she's a new listener. Now, I don't know if she's on the south side, west side, north side, but she's in Chicago, and she's starting to listen to our show. And I'd like to send a shout-out to a secret admirer in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You know I must be getting famous because now I've got secret admirers. She goes by the name of Hot Brown Sugar, so I guess that's a good thing, and I had to laugh. Well, I guess that makes me famous when people admire you. and not send a name. But hey, or maybe it's an old girlfriend who's scared to say her name and just wants to know that she enjoys my show. Anyway, a big shout out to my secret admirer, and I guess I got a lot of those. But tonight you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We're going to take a quick PSA, and when we come back, we are going to start off with a track by Adele that she wrote, and it's from the motion picture film Skyfall, and everybody likes James Bond. So we're going to get into that in a second, but we're going to take this quick PSA, and when we come back, after protecting the firefighters, which is the public service announcement that I'm going to play, we're going to get into Adele and this new track that she wrote. She's only 25 years old, and she's writing for James Bond. Now, you know that's pretty good. So give me a break, and I'll be right back, and we'll start the show.
My dad is my hero. He goes into burning buildings. He finds people inside who need to be saved. He helps them get out, even when he can't breathe or see or is a little scared. My dad is a firefighter, but the best thing he can do is come home.
The U.S. Fire Administration reminds you to protect yourself and firefighters. Have smoke alarms on every level and near sleeping areas. Test them monthly. Change batteries as instructed. Install sprinklers. Do your part to get out before firefighters have to come in. The fact is, most fire deaths occur in homes with no working smoke alarms. The good news is, that's a fact we can change. Smoke alarms save lives. Find out more at usfa.dhs.gov.
And we're back, and we're starting off on the Don S. McClure Show on Friday, February 28th, 2014. Now, our words tonight are commitment and participation. And we're going to talk a lot about that because every week we do a set of words or one word, and we explain the definition of them and seeing how we can incorporate that word into your life and into your mind so that you can continue to grow and prosper and do all the things that you want to do. But tonight the word is commitment and participation. And as I always tell my listening audience, listen to the music tracks because a lot of the information that we talk about is written into the songs that we play. So then that way you can dissect it and take a look at it. And also tell them to go look in the dictionary and look up the word and see what they think of it. But also sit down and see what it really means to you, what those words mean, commitment and participation. So don't forget, we're going to come back to that after we get into this Adele track, start our music tracks off. Now, this song was written by Adele and Paul Epworth. It went to the movie Skyfall. Skyfall is the 23rd James Bond film produced by Eon Productions. It was distributed by MGM and Sony Pictures Entertainment. It features the great and talented Daniel Craig. And this is his third performance as James Bond. Also, Javier Bardem as Raul Silva. That's the antagonist in the film who doesn't like Daniel Craig. And, of course, that's 007. The film was directed by Sam Mendes and written by Neil Purvis, Robert Wade, and John Logan. But the thing that's so amazing, now Adele's only 25 years old. Her career has taken off ever since she's been 21. So the Guinness Books of Records has her listed as one of the top recording artists in the world because of her age and because of how many times or how many people bought her albums. So I guess that made her truly, truly famous. But the thing that I liked about this was Adele's real name is Adele Laurie Blue Atkins, A-D-K-I-N-S. She's born on May 5th, 1988. But, of course, she's better known as Adele, the English singer that took the music industry by storm. Now, you have to be really talented to write an opening song for the James Bond sequel. We're talking about 007, all the way back to Sean Connery, everybody that was involved. So, really, you need to take your hats off to her because for her to be able to write a song for that movie that's out now, Skyfall, I mean, that's got to be amazing. So you really need to take a look at that and see what's going on. And if you're a writer, imagine, how does she get in touch with people to let them write the opening song for a James Bond movie? I was watching an interview with Morgan Freeman, and Queen Latifah asked him if there was a part that he would like to play, what part would he really like to have in a movie? And he said, I would like to be a villain in a James Bond movie. He thinks that would just be over the top. Well, James Bond has always been an icon in the world. So again, for a young singer to open up with a song that she wrote at 25 years old, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot be more impressed with Adele than I always was, and I loved her other song that we're going to play for you. But let's get into Adele and start the show. And like I said, tonight is going to be a little bit different because we're going to the movies. We're going to the movies with Adele and Skyfall. And listen to the words in this.
This moment, so
Now, when I saw the video to that, they had the James Bond girls. And actually, they have a African-American female now in this new movie, Skyfall. But everybody remembers how James Bond does it. They're either underwater and showing the gun. And I mean, that's really talented. But the thing that's so good about this track is Adele will never have to worry about anything else other in her life, because every time that film goes out, she gets a check for that. So if you're going to talk about being entertaining, maybe you should find out how to write sound scores for movies besides just singing. Because think about that. Every time that movie came out, she gets paid. So, again, her commitment to being in the industry and finding those little loopholes to get into is the way that artists and people need to look at their life so that they can do some great things and continue to grow. I think the most amazing thing is, like I say, her age, and I had to look it up. I had to look a couple of times to see. But like I say, she's born May 5th, 1988, which is not that long ago. So that's an interesting thing. That's just truly amazing to me. She was offered a recording contract from XL Recordings after a friend posted her demo on MySpace in 2006. MySpace used to be the big thing, but a friend of hers posted a demo of her in 2006. The next year, she received the Brit Awards, Critics' Choice. So this young lady has always been phenomenal. I remember I used to play a lot of her music, especially Rolling in the Deep, when I was in Memphis at my best friend's house working on a project for him, and he had this young man he was working with for foster care. And at first, he didn't kind of like that kind of music. Then I kept playing it over and over and over again, Rolling in the Deep, and I'd be singing it in the background, in the shower, all over the house. And pretty soon I came in one day, and he was not supposed to be on my computer, but he was playing Rolling in the Deep. I said, man, if you don't get off my computer. And he told the whole family. He said, well, I got permission. I said, you didn't get permission for it. Get off here. But he grew up in a house that was kind of dysfunctional, so they went into foster care. But he was a great kid. And I worked with him all the time on his homework. Can you believe I worked on his homework with him? And turned his whole life around. He stopped wanting to be in little gangs and stuff. And he really got involved because my commitment was to trying to get African-American young males to do better in life. So, again, that was just one thing that I enjoyed. And like I said, we're going to talk a little bit more about the word commitment after we play something by my girl, Mesa. Mesa is now probably about 48, 49 years old. She's born August 17th, 1966. She is an American jazz singer, better known by her stage name as Mesa. But her last name is actually Leak, L-E-A-K. She is well known by fans for smooth jazz, for her solo work, and for her work with the British band Incognito. So there's another connection to the British. Now, Mesa continues to live in Baltimore, Maryland, and she has a son named Jazz, J-A-Z-Z. That's pretty interesting. Mesa continues performing and doing music, like the stuff you're going to hear. But the thing that really impressed me about Mesa is something that we talk about all the time. Mesa was a spokesperson for respiratory viruses. RSV is the disease that can cause fatal, premature death to babies. So it's a premature baby, so fatal death. Wow. That's something else. I guess fatal has to be, I guess it's fatal, and I guess it's death. I guess, wow, they have to go side by side. Man, that's something else. When I read that, I think my teleprompter is going crazy. She appears in RSV public service commercials with her son Jazz. And those commercials are sponsored by the March of Dimes. So that's interesting. And a lot of times I tell artists and other people, get involved in some kind of cause. And it should be a cause you believe in. But get involved in some of the causes to help out, especially with your own talent, because you can draw a lot of people into that cause and help them out. I'm having a meeting tomorrow morning with a best friend of mine. We're working on a nonprofit for him. So I have to send a shout-out to Tony Stevens. I hate to get up early in the morning, but I promised him I would get there to help him work on his nonprofit. So that's going to be something, and I'm on the board of that, so I like that. But we're going to get into Mesa. You're going to hear her do an aria first, or aria. Then she's going to get into the song, All My Life. And then we're going to talk a little bit about Mesa, because to me, she's phenomenal. A lot of people know her. But listen to this track. It's so different because she has classical training. So she does an aria first, and then she gets into the song with a nice jazz soul rendition of All My Life. So let's listen to Mesa. Producers like, man, that was good. See, one of the things about the show is I get a chance to watch a lot of music videos, And I had a chance to watch her sing this live in a performance, and it was just awesome to see her sing this. And again, the song is talking about being committed to her thoughts of having love in her life. And if you listen to the words, she's preparing a house of love for the guy that she really wants in her life. She tells you she's never seen him. She misses his touch. She's never been touched by him. She knows what it's going to feel like. And she's wondering when she'll fall into his arms. She's waiting on his call. And she knows most people don't understand how she feels. But deep inside her heart, she knows this is real. So, again, it gets back to commitment. She's committed to the fact that she wants a certain type of relationship. She knows it's coming. And she knows she doesn't know this person as of this moment. But she'll know it when it comes into her life, and she knows it's there. Commitment is so strong as your desire to get what you want. So if you're not committed, and that's going to take you to the next level, like the people that were committed to doing the James Bond movie, bringing up somebody that they could work on and making it such a character that it would be indelible in the minds of the world. And it's reached that level. Well, commitment is something that we truly have to have. I mean, I played the song last night. I got a chance to watch the video, and it was just amazing. I mean, I truly enjoyed that. And all the artists that I play, I get a chance to watch videos of them. So that's an important key. But understanding, committing to purpose and desire in your life, making a commitment involves dedicating yourself to something. Now, we just talked about Mesa's dedication to finding the love of her life that she wants. And again, it's dedicating yourself to something like a person or a cause. Before you make a commitment, though, you've really got to think carefully. A commitment obligates you to do something, whether you're committed to writing or singing or changing your life around. But once you get that series and that thought in your head of committing, you should be on the right direction, even if you're making a commitment to correct a lot of things that's in your life, or making a commitment to make your life better, or making a commitment to stop smoking. I've seen the commercials that come on TV, and they're really alarming to see how people can damage their lives and not make a commitment to stop. Well, some commitments are large commitments, which could change your financial way of living or your financial destiny, and some are small in the scheme of your life. You can also speak of commitment as a quality, meaning that I know when people order our books, we ship those books as fast as we can because we're committed to customer service. I remember going to a restaurant in Indianapolis on my meeting on Monday, and the service was just really bad. So I'm going to have to talk to the restaurant about that, because I would hope that as a flourishing business that they would become committed to good customer service. And a lot of times we miss that most important word. We always relate commitment to marriage or relationships, but commitment is a solid foundation word that you need to look at, because if you're committed to something, whether, like I said, it's a cause or changing your life, once you add that word to your vocabulary and you think carefully about what you're committing to, like I committed to go to this meeting tomorrow morning, which I hate getting up early in the morning. That's the thing I truly dislike, is early morning. But the most important commitment will be to your life and goals and finding when that desire began. Like for some things, it begins early. It's just a seed in your life that starts real early, and you're committed to becoming great at what you do. But the most important part is when it begins, what do you do with it? How do you live your life? And what do you see your destiny as? If you're committed to something that's going to bring you a destiny, then you got to write that word down, look at it every day when you're thinking about some things and you're getting ready to chant, or you're getting ready to just pray, or you're getting ready to do some other things. Think about that word in the morning, like, I'm committed to getting some things done. So even though I don't want to get up, I said, well, I got to be committed, because if I don't work on these things, they won't get done. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And again, I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and you heard Mesa. That, to me, was a great track. Now we're going to go into Mesa singing a song called Inside My Dreams. And again, listen to the words in these songs, because the reason why we're playing them, they connect in some form with the subject that we produced. And I found out that the reason why my producer was asking me were we online, our online light wasn't showing. It wasn't in red. So they had to open the door and ask me, hey, are you talking? I don't hear you. And I said, yeah, I'm talking. And, oh, I meant to tell you, his wife sent me an apology letter and said she didn't mean to make him cry, and she does fix him some eggs and orange juice. So, again, he told a story on here. Said his wife don't fix that, but she says she does. So, producer, stop telling the story. Anyway, this is Mesa, Inside My Dreams, and I like this one.
Hey!
and that's Mesa. And one thing I know, she must be committed because the last two songs, she's getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning or being awakened at 3 o'clock in the morning or something's happening with her life. She must be an early morning person because if you called me, if I had a thought at 5 o'clock in the morning, I would say, hello, how you doing? I would not be awake from a dream at 5 o'clock in the morning. That had to be a heck of a dream. But again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and that was Mesa. And we're going to keep on moving these tracks because they sound pretty good. But I want you to keep in mind that word commitment and, of course, the word participation. Because when you have a great partner in your life, they participate in what you're committed to. And that's the way families are sometimes. When you become committed to something, they participate in helping you reach that goal. When you have really great friends, they participate in supporting your music or your books or your artwork or whatever the heck it is you're doing. And they participate so that they could help you reach that goal of committing to make whatever it is you want to work on. Participation is so important. And a lot of times we leave that word behind because we think like I've did it myself or it was through the grace of this. But I'm like, you know what? If you don't have participation, you can't do anything. If I don't have my 11,000 listeners listening, participating in my show, you don't have a show. So I want you to remember those two key words, commitment, see where it fits in your life, and yes, go look it up in the dictionary, and also the word participation. Because those two words are going to set you straight on a path of being very successful in your life. And once you start participating, you'll be a much better person. Just like we're going to do a quick public service announcement, and we're going to participate in you getting some light bulbs or checking the light bulbs in your house. Because that's important. Because I don't want to see you in the dark. And besides, if you're in the dark, you can't play my show. Well, you could by candlelight.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Now, let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
And don't forget to look around your house and check your light bulbs and make sure that they're lumens. You know, I was just sitting here thinking about the word commitment. And again, I think when you're going into dating or moving into a direction where you want a good relationship, some of the first things you need to find out about the person is what they're committed to. And don't always relate that subject to how long have they been in a relationship. That's not the total evaluation of the word commitment. Commitment can be something that they've really been committed to, good or bad, indifferent. You may not even understand why they're committed to becoming a top singer or a top writer or a top artist or why they're committed to trying to find some kind of invention. So when you're going into another person's life, a really good question would be ask them what they're committed to. Because if you enter that relationship and become the participant or participate and you don't give full participation, guess what's going to happen to the relationship? It's going to fizzle out only because you won't be a participant and you don't understand what they're committed to. So, again, I want you to look at that word bigger than just the romantic side of commitment. That's something that's a really deep word that I suggest you write it on your board, you think about it, and see what you're committed to. I can tell that Mesa's committed to making a better world. We're going to play a track by Mesa called Can We Change the World? And the words are so amazing in this song because we've all seen this here and there before. We know what it involves. And in the words, she talks about an actual old lady that she sees sitting on the side of a road or something, and the lady has nothing to eat. And she's wondering why this is happening and what she may be able to do to help this lady change things in her life. I thought that was just so amazing because her songs have a lot of purpose. Can we change the world? I saw an old lady sitting on the street. She looked worn and tired. She had no food to eat. It's got to be somewhere. She really shouldn't be sitting here so cold and lonely. If you ask me the question, I tell you no lie. What we are wondering is where the answer lies. What do we do, and what should we say? All I know is there's one question. Can we change the world? I know a lot of us think about that when we see the homeless and people out there or somebody in trouble, or we're thinking about, can we really change this world? So don't always think the world is cynical, because there's a lot of good people out there trying to change it. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and if you want to email me at McClureDonS@Yahoo, I'll take your email, and right now we're getting ready to play Mesa. Can we change the world?
Can we change the world?
And like I said, that's Mesa. Can we change the world? And you know, the amazing thing was my producer said, man, I like that. He said, I haven't heard that. I said, yeah, you know, I pick the best music in the world. A lot of times I come up with a lot of tracks, and I always get that compliment. People say, you know what, Don, a lot of the songs you play, we don't normally hear. And I say, well, that's why I'm Don S. McClure, the one and only. And somebody said, gee, is your head going to get any bigger? Can't get through the door now. And I said, yeah, it's going to probably get big as a balloon. Hey, do you remember those balloons that, no, you probably don't because you weren't even around then. They used to have these blimps that Goodyear had, and actually they came from Germany. And they were really huge. But my head's not that big, is it? No, I don't think so. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am enjoying my show tonight. That's really good, even though I do have a mirror sitting in front of the studio recorder looking at myself. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm not that vain. But anyway, that was Mesa. Can we change the world? And I know a lot of you think about that. Well, like I said before, when you get committed to something, the best question you can ask the person you really want to be with or marry or be around or even your friends, because if they don't have something that they're committed to, then that means they have no purpose. And that also means that they're going to constantly have nothing to really do. They're not going to be focused because they're not committed to anything. And commitment doesn't just mean your job or your lover or whatever. It means being committed to a thought. Let's say you want to lose weight. Then you really got to become committed. Let's say you want to learn how to drive at a young age. Then you've got to be committed to get involved in it and learn. So those are the things that we're talking about. So what do you think commitment means? Does it mean something special? Does it mean something different to you? What does the word commitment mean? I know for me, it means being committed to write 2 new books. We're going to get into a track by Adele, Rolling in the Deep. And as I said, this was a track that I used to play a lot when I was in Memphis. And this is when I first learned about Adele. I was so amazed and taken with that. So let's listen to Rolling in the Deep. And I used to sing this all the time.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your ship bare. The scars of your love remind me of
man, I used to sing the heck out of that song, especially when I have my headset on and the song we playing and they can't hear the music, and I'll be, darling, you my heart. Okay, I know. I know you think I can't sing, but I can. That was Adele. Now we're going to get into a young lady that won the American Idol, as far as I know. She won the 12th season. Her name is Candace R-I-C-K-E-L-L-E Raquel Glover, and she's born November 22nd, 1989. And what's so amazing about her commitment, the amazing part about this was February 18th, 2014, after being pushed back from October and July 2013, she was going to bring out her new album, her debut album, Music Speaks. So it shows you that they were working with the release of that and how things were working and to get that stuff together. But during the American Idol season, Glover is the first female winner of the show since Jordan Sparks won in 2007, the fourth African-American winner in American Idol history, and the only, now listen to this, and the only winner to have auditioned three times before being cast for the live show. Now, let's talk about commitment. She's committed to getting on this show. She's committed to showing people how she really can do her thing. And the funny part about her is she is the oldest of seven children. She graduated from Beaumont High School in 2008. Before Idol, before she got on there, Candace was insecure and struggled with her weight. In an interview, she said, she had to have counseling at school because of her insecurity issues. Now, even though she was insecure, that little bug went off, or the little light bulb went off, or the Tweety Bird, or whatever you want to call it, that word commitment bounced in her head and said, you know what, even though you have these issues, she was committed to trying to find a way to get this done, and she stuck with getting on American Idol. She was in high school, and I mean, this is amazing. So when you think about somebody, use that word commitment. Tell them to use the word commitment and reach down inside of themselves and see where it's coming from. Because, again, she was struggling with her weight. She was insecure. But evidently, she's not insecure now because she's got some tracks that I really like. And as I said, I get a chance to watch the music videos before I select a track. So I'm always up pretty late. Why I don't get up early in the morning. But Candace's tracks really impress me. And if you get a chance, if you can see the little motion picture movement on our screens, you'll see pictures of these talented artists. But let's give Candace Glover a listen. Sharp young lady who won American Idol. And evidently, she's not insecure anymore. Now, the song she's doing is called She'll Die Without You. Now, I don't think I love anybody that hard that I'll die without them, but it's kind of deep. But we're playing Candace's tracks because of her commitment to winning the American Idol and getting rid of her insecurities.
That's how strong my love is that I have for you.
No, I ain't never letting go. If so, baby, put me in my bed.
I'm not afraid to forever. You'll be all that I need. Good or the bad or any weather. You're the air that I breathe. Baby, all that I want is for you to be with me. Cause when it's all said and done, I'm the only thing you need. Oh,
I'm gonna down on love. Promise that I'm never giving up on you, baby. Swear to God, I love you too much.
Cause if you
amazing about her. We're going to play another track by her, and it's called I Am Beautiful. And I guess in this song, she was addressing the issues about her, somebody being around her, or her man, or a boyfriend, or parents, or whoever it was, kept telling her that she wasn't beautiful, but somebody else kept telling her that she was. And I know a lot of us hear that you get with people, they try to bring your self-esteem down and stuff like that, but you have to be committed to not let people put negative thoughts in your head. Don't worry about what they say. You worry about how you see yourself in the mirror. And if you think you're the greatest, like I think I'm the greatest, like Muhammad Ali thought he was the greatest, you won't even bother with that. But again, you got to look that young lady's story up, because like I said, to be insecure about something. But she sought counseling for that. She just didn't brush it under the rug. There was counseling done to help her come back. So let's listen to this track by Candice Glover, called I Am Beautiful. And then after that, we're going to take a quick PSA, and then we'll be right back with some more Mesa. But let's give Candice Glover the beautiful send-off to the song I Am Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You say I sound silly when I laugh real loud. About my day and you tune me out. You keep telling me lies to make things worse, but I don't hear you, cause I'm listening to his words.
says I'm beautiful, beautiful. Oh, okay. I am beautiful. Not beautiful, but beautiful. That's funny. Anyway, you need to play that song for a lot of the young ladies in your house, or your young teenage girls or boys. Let them know that, hey, don't let anybody put you down. And even though they may not understand you, you're beautiful. So that's part of the self-esteem thing that you really got to work on, because the world will try to tell you you're not this, you're not that. And mental abuse is just as bad as physical abuse. So when somebody gets in your way, you tell them, look, I'm beautiful. And don't be afraid to say it. Like my mother used to say, Don, I think you ride on the bus and look in the mirror, the reflection in the glass, and you think you're beautiful. I said, I am. I'm beautiful. She said, I'm glad. I'm proud of you for that. You got to have great self-esteem and be committed to having great self-esteem so that nobody can bring you down. We're going to take a quick public service announcement on bullying, and when we come back, we're going to do some more tracks. And we're not going to let anybody bully you either. Just tell them you're beautiful.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
A lock to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. And a special shout-out to Amaryllis Santiago in the PA area. She's getting a lot of artists together that are going to send me their tracks so that I can possibly have them on my show and play a lot of their music. And a lot of these are probably going to be new artists or artists that just haven't been heard. But a big shout-out to her and her family and to her mom and to the whole East Coast area. I really like those guys. I'm going out to the East Coast. We're going to play something by Paul Taylor. That's my guy because you know I love jazz. He's an American smooth jazz saxophonist or saxophonist. That's pretty good. He just plays sax. Why don't they say that? Who has released 8 albums since his debut on the horn in 1995. I mean, this guy is from Denver, Colorado, and right now he's based in Las Vegas, Nevada. And really, I don't have to explain his talent because you're going to hear it. And there are very few artists that compare to Paul Taylor. And yes, his pictures are on my screen. He's a nice-looking guy. So again, Paul Taylor with a track called On the Move, and it's called Steppin'. And it's S-T-E-P-P-I-N, not the regular way to spell it, I guess. the next time you go stepping, you need to play that. I was stepping all in the studio. Yeah, ooh, getting it. Because it used to be the bop, but now we call it stepping. And the person that I love to see dance is my niece, Shanice Evans. I watched that girl jam at a retirement party for my older brother, and she could cut up. We're going to send a big shout-out to Detroit because we're getting ready to play somebody that's from there. She was born October 8th, 1964. She is like 49 years of age. She is an American gospel icon who has won numerous awards, including 10 Grammy Awards, 7 Stellar Awards. She has sold 16 million records worldwide, and she is considered the best-selling female gospel artist of all time and the most famous female gospel artist in the history. Dang, I sound like I'm giving a speech of America. It is Priscilla. Listen to the name now. Priscilla Cece Marie Winans Love. Her nickname is Cece Love. But it's Cece that we know her as. And you're talking about somebody that can sing. And again, like I said, I know it's sang. It's not sing. But that's my girl. I really, really like her. So without further ado, we're going to play what we do is our long music track. We're going to do Cece Winans doing two of her best tracks. As a matter of fact, I got a chance to see the video to the first one we're playing. And, man, I mean, you're talking about cut up. And she's really pretty on the inside and on the outside. Cece Winans.
To myself, cause you make me believe no one could ever love me like you could. There wouldn't be a day I'd be alone, and never would there be a time I didn't know no one could ever love me like you could. You have been the one who my dream. I'll never let you go. If you stay with me, I promise you wouldn't know. Of all the times I've reached out for you, oh, can't you see how I adore you? I couldn't spend my life without you. Please believe me, I would never doubt you. The one to answer all my prayers. Any time I need you, I know that you'll be there. No one could ever love me like you could. I'm hoping that you'll hear these prayers of mine. I'm hoping that we'll be together for all time. No one could ever love me like you could. I've been the one who fulfilled my dream. I'll never let you go. If you stay with me, I promise you wouldn't know. Of all the times I've reached out for you, oh, can't you see how I adore you?
might even go back to church on that one. I saw that video. I was like, man, it was silver. She had her red with a headset on. The background singers was cutting up. And the guy that introduced her said, this lady needs no introduction because she is ridiculously talented. Her talent is just amazing. She is the best gospel singer in the world. Can't nobody beat her. Hello, caller. You're on the line on the Don S. McClure Show before I play my next track. And who is this calling from the 215?
Hi, my name is Andrew Lengel. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Andrew, how you doing? Are you in Philly or where?
Yes, just about an hour out of Philly.
Oh, okay. I was going to send a big hoof to you. How's it going?
I appreciate that. It's going pretty
well.
Okay,
are you an artist?
I'm sorry?
Are you an artist?
Actually, sir, I'm a Marine.
Oh, okay. Man, that's pretty good. Well, congratulations. You know, we salute people in the armed services. Now, you do a great job. What can I do for you today?
Well, I'm here to salute you, sir. I love what you talk about, and actually I was going to ask you for a favor if you could help me. Now, I do love the military, but as far as a career outside, I thought about being an actor, but I still don't know. How can you tell people that haven't found their purpose how to find their purpose?
Well, I tell you what. Email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com. We'll exchange some phone numbers and stuff, and we'll see what we could do about that. I got a couple of friends of mine in the military and some other people that work with people outside of the military, and we'll see what we could do.
Okay.
Sounds good to me. And make sure you got my email, McClureDonS@yahoo.com, and I will definitely get right back to you, and I'll send you my phone number personal, and we can talk about it. You know, I'm always out of trying to help people because a lot of people help me. But thanks for calling
me. Thank
you, sir. All right, you're welcome.
Thank you.
So, again, we only got 8 more minutes to the show. This is the Don S. McClure Show, and you're listening to me, the one and only. And I'm going to church tonight. Can you believe I'm in church? Me, of all people? I love it. Sometimes I do say a little prayer for you. Anyway, it's Cece Winan. 4 more minutes to the show, so let's play her, and then we're about ready to get the heck out of here.
Don't think for a moment I never felt the pain. You can't imagine the hurt and the shame. They put the nail through my hand, pierced my side. Please understand, it wasn't easy, but it was worth it.
that was, it wasn't easy. And I know my mother used to say that. She said, it wasn't easy bringing me into the world, but it was worth it. Anyway, listen, I've got to go. We've got 3 more minutes into the show. And my girls, the Pussycat Dolls, are going to take us out of here when I grew up, because I grew up. And I like them anyway, and it's a good way to end the thing. But that's our show for this Friday. We are now on every Friday for 1 hour and a half because of you and your requests. So let's get out of here and listen to my favorite saying. Enjoy life, because that's all you have. And don't let anybody tell you you're not beautiful. And stay committed to doing whatever the heck it is you want to do. But I am out of here. I'm going to find me a party tonight, because I got to be at my best friend's house in the morning. So me and the Pussycat Girls are going out when I grew up.
What's up,
Now I've got a confession. When I was young, I wanted attention. And I promised myself that I'd do anything. Anything at all for them to notice me.